Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning to you. This is your host, Tamika Garnes, and this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Good morning to each and every one of you. It is so good to be alive. It is so good to be alive. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for another day. And so here we are again, another Saturday, as we join together. And I just want to say again that Apostle Banks, she is still on sabbatical, and so she will not be on with us again this Saturday. The woman of God is getting the much needed rest. She's getting the rest that she needs. You know, she just is one of those ones that keep going and going and going. But God said, listen, it's time for you to rest. You need to rest. You need to take a break. And so she was obedient and listened to him. So I can't wait to hear from her, to hear, you know, what she got from the Lord, if anything that she could share. I can't wait to see her, because I know she is blowing, because, you know, she's been away, not answering her phone, you know, not running from this place to that place to this place and that place. So I just praise God that she is taking this time that she really needed. And just looking forward to hearing, you know, what God has done, seeing her, you know, that smile, because, y'all, I haven't seen her either. So, yeah, and I know y'all can't wait to hear her when she returns to the show. But again, I just thank you all for being faithful. I thank you for joining us every Saturday. No matter what you were doing, you take that hour out to just be here on Heart to Heart. And we truly appreciate that. We truly appreciate that. We don't take it for granted. We thank God for our listeners. And really hope that you all are getting something from Heart to Heart. You know, you may be having a conversation with someone, and then something that was said on Heart to Heart drops in your spirit, and you're like, oh, wait, yeah, I heard such and such on this show. Maybe you should listen, or maybe you got some information from Heart to Heart, and you were able to help someone else through something. So, you know, to God be the glory. I give him all the glory. Because this is his platform, and of course he needs vessels to carry out the things that need to be carried out in the earth. So before we go forward, and yes, good morning, Miss Joyce in New York and Miss Joyce here in Maryland. Good morning to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dorn. Good morning to New Vision for Life family. Good morning to Deacon Farr and Deacon Banks. Good morning to both Isaiah's and everyone else. If I don't say your name, please don't be offended. I might not know that you're on, or I might not know your number, or I haven't directly spoken to you. But good morning to you as well, and thank you for joining Heart to Heart today. So before we go forward, let's open up in prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your joy and your love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing even now. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning, that you protected us through the night, for we don't know what we encountered while we were asleep, but our angels were there to protect us. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for prayers being answered. Thank you, Lord God, for the times that we've had to wait. And thank you for being with us in our time of waiting. Thank you for not letting us walk away because we didn't understand why we had to wait so long. We didn't understand why we felt like you were weren't answering us, or we felt like you weren't with us as we were going through something. But, Lord, we have to remember that you are with us wherever we go, because your word says it. And your word says that you would never leave us or forsake us. And sometimes we feel like you've done just that, but we know that you are not a man that you would lie. And so, Father God, we just give you praise and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that even now as we are wherever we are, we thank you even now that you're doing something in us, Lord God, that you're touching our hearts in a way that we don't understand, Father God. And even as we look around and see all the chaos and the turmoil and the evil that is going on, and sometimes it's like, how, you know, we don't want to focus on it, Lord, but it's like sometimes how can we not pay attention? But, God, I thank you that you are greater than all of that, and that at the end of the day, you have the final say, that you, Lord God, are greater than the enemy. You're greater than the people who are committing these crimes, and you, Father God, will take care of them. You will do whatever needs to be done for the things that they have done. And so we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to try to do anything to change situations, but we give it to you, Father God. And we rest in your peace. We rest in your joy. We rest in your love. We rest in your hope. And we rest in your happiness, Lord God. And we thank you for your healing. And we thank you for your deliverance, because you are a great God and there is none like you. And thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And thank you, Father God, that you are making a way even when we don't see it. And, Lord, we just say thank you again. We love you, we bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Well, today we are going to talk about faith. Let's talk about faith. I know that, you know, you all on here know what faith is, but many don't understand what faith is. We quote the scriptures, but then when it comes to a real life situation, faith goes out the window, because in that moment we're looking at the situation. And so we're trying to figure out, how can we fix it? How can we change it? How can we make it work? And although, you know, we know that we're not supposed to live by what we see, but many a times we do. So, you know, a simple definition of faith is living by what you can't see. Living by the promises of God, and that's basically it. You're trusting God with your life. And so, if we look at Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For it is by grace, which is God's remarkable compassion and favor, drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment, and given eternal life through faith." So the verse tells us that it's by grace, through faith, that we are saved. Faith is not the price that buys the blessings of God. However, it is the hand that reaches out and receives it. So last night as I was sitting in my office, I came in my office because I had been praying about this. A couple weeks ago, I had taken this prophetic writer's course. And it was so awesome and powerful. And it was only for like 2 weeks. So the information, it was like an accelerated class. So your assignments were due like right away. And you fasted Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, because those were the class days. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m. was the class time. So we had to fast from 6 a.m. until whatever time the class ended that day. And you can only drink water. And even though, you know, I've fasted before, those days seemed so hard for me to get through by just drinking water, because those days, you know, fasting, I may have, you know, a smoothie or something to get me through. You're not actually eating the meal, but to get me through. And Wednesdays at New Vision is our fasting day, where we fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But, you know, fasting from 6 a.m. to sometimes the class ended at 10 o'clock at night. And so it's like, oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Oh, my goodness, I'm so hungry. Lord, help me. So and just drinking water all day, at some point I started feeling like nauseous, because when your stomach is empty, and I don't know for you all, but for me, when my stomach is empty at times and I drink water, it makes me nauseous. So, you know, just asking God to help get me through this, because I knew that there was something in this class for me. The assignments that we had to turn in, like one of the assignments we had to turn in, we had to write a letter to one of the other students that was in the class. And the professor was supposed to send us that person's name. And something happened, and she couldn't get the names to us. So she told us to start praying for this person before, you know, not knowing who the person was. And so we had to start praying, talking to God, asking God to reveal whatever about a person. And it was so amazing that when we wrote this letter, it was like when we wrote the letter, we had to send it to the professor. She had to read it, and then she would send it to, you know, that particular person. So the person that had my name, awesome information that she shared. You know, I was in awe, because she didn't even have my information before she started praying. And so I was like, okay, Lord. And then same for the person that I had. And so it was like that was faith. Like, we had to start praying for a person that we didn't even know the person's name. And so from that helped me when it comes to prophesying, because sometimes we get so caught up. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy, but sometimes we get caught up in hearing the prophet, that when God gives us a word, you know, to speak to someone, we then start comparing it to what we heard a prophet say. And so it's like, oh, well, this prophet Jane is so anointed, and when she prophesies, oh my goodness, you know, the heavens come down. And so when God gives us a word to give to someone, you know, Satan tries to block that by trying to have you compare the way you prophesy or speak to a person to how a prophet does it. So, you know, it's all types of stuff that comes with that. But we have to remember that we are not prophesying in our own strength. We're prophesying through the help of Holy Spirit, and just leave it there and take our, and again, this is living by faith. We have to take our eyes off of what other people do and how they flow and how they operate, because again, it is Holy Spirit that is giving us this information. So anyway, I said that all to say that sitting in my office last night, because I want to take this professor's mentorship. She has this mentoring program, sorry. She has this mentoring program. And the program is like $2,500. It's like $2,500. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And so, you know, I'm in God's faith. And, you know, I'm praying. I'm like, Lord, please release the funds. I'm rebuking the enemy, telling the enemy to take his hands off, you know, my finances and everything else. And I, when I prayed this prayer, like, God, please release the funds by Sunday, you know. And when I said it, when I prayed it, in expectation that it's going to happen. Like, I had no doubt in my heart when I prayed this prayer that it was going to happen. And so the professor, she's willing to, you know, work with me, but I didn't realize I needed the first installment before started her first the first time we came together. I had to have that first installment before she would start. And so I'm like, okay, we're not, because it was supposed to be yesterday. So I told her, okay, I'm not going to be able to do it, but I'll let you know in a few days. So last night I just had to give her an update of what was going on, and I just told her, like, I'm believing God to release the funds. That's all I can do at this point. But I so believe that what she has, what the information that she has and the knowledge that she, you know, she has as far as mentoring me and what I need, even about my podcast. I'm so believing that even with my writing, because of the prophetic that I received, the prophetic words that I received about my writing, I know that she is a good mentor. And so I'm like, okay, God, I left it in God's hands. I'm like, God, you make a way. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know where the money is going to come from, but I'm leaving it in your hands. And that is where I'm leaving it. And so it's the faith. Like, I don't see the money, but I'm walking in faith. I'm living in faith, knowing that God, at whatever point, at whatever time he wants to release the funds, I'm walking in expectation that he's going to do it, that he is going to do it. And that is where I am when it comes to that class. But also, that is where we need to be when it comes to every area of our life, because even in the things that we see now, we can't be moved by everything that we see going on when we go on social media or when we turn on the TV to watch the news or when we're reading an article in a newspaper or a magazine. Like, we can't be moved by what we see in the natural. We have to live by faith, because that is what is going to keep us going. And faith is not the price that buys the blessings of God. However, it is the hand that reaches out and receives it. So yesterday when I was sitting in my office and I was praying, I saw this book was on my desk. It's called Faith That Overcomes, and it's The Cool Insights to Win Life's Greatest Battles. And it's by Joyce Meyer. And so it just, the book caught me. I seen it out the corner of my eye. I was sitting on my desk, and I'm like, So I picked it up and I started reading, and y'all, it just started to bless me. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I'll share this with Heart to Heart on tomorrow. So this was last night. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll share this with Heart to Heart, because many of us, we live it for the moment. Like, we wake up and we live for the day. We don't really put our faith into action. We are such a powerful people. Like, God has given us so much, and we don't really use it to the point that we should. We say that we have faith. We say it, and I'm guilty of it as well. So I'm not preaching, you know, at y'all. I'm not, you know, we are in it together. And I know that there are many Christians out there that that's all they do is walk by faith. They don't know any other way but to walk by faith. And it is so important that we put our faith into action. We can no longer say we have faith and leave it there. We have to put it into action, especially now. We have to put it into action. And so God is just not going to, he's not going to just give us what we want, you know, or he's not going to just give us what he wants to give us. We have a part to play. And in James 4:2, it says, you do not have because you do not ask. So you don't ask God for the thing that you need. You don't ask him. You just want it to fall in your lap. You just want it to happen, you know, out the blue. And so let's look at Matthew 7:7. It says, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. So faith is active, okay? That's what I said. You got to put it into action. It's not something that you say and you just sit there. So faith includes trusting. It includes believing. It includes asking and expecting God to come through on what he promises. So he never promised us that we were supposed to live in lack. He never promised us that we were supposed to have a poverty mindset. He never promised those things. He never promised us also that our lives were going to be peaches and cream, and that we were never going to suffer. We were never going to have trials and tribulations. He never promised us that either. However, there are 5,467 promises from God, and they're in the Bible. You can look them up. They're there for us to meditate on, study, and believe. And so he wants us to have these blessings. He wants us to know that we come from royalty. We are his children. He loves us, and he wants the best for us. But we have to stop living by what we see, because it's not going to help us. It's going to keep us stuck. It's going to keep us constantly looking at our situation and everybody else's. And then when things don't move the way you want them to, or how you think they should, or how you think God should work out your situation, we get stuck. And sometimes even in that, we get comfortable, and we just be like, oh, this is just the way I guess it's supposed to be. And yeah, that's not true. Faith must also be based on God's word. And so you can't put faith in something you don't know. So if you don't know his word, if we're not meditating on his word, we're not studying his word, then you don't really know what's there. You don't really know the treasure that we have in reading his word. And so, you know, he's also, God promises to be our vindicator. So if we look at Hebrews 10:30, it says, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine. So retribution and the meting out of full justice rest in him. He will repay. It says, I will exact the compensation, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge and determine and solve and settle the cause and the cases of his people. So I think I mentioned last week, I can't remember, you guys. I don't know if it was on Heart to Heart or on my podcast, Freedom Fridays. I can't remember. But we don't have to pray against people. When we pray and we don't have to pray bad things towards people, meaning when somebody offended you and you go to God and say, God, get that person, I pray that they get whatever is coming to them. No, we don't have to do that. We don't have to pray like that. Instead, we should pray the opposite. You know, Father, I pray that you cover that person. I'm not sure I understand, you know, why they did A, B, and C, but Father God, I pray that you help their hearts. I pray that you heal whatever they are going through, because I don't know, you know why they're that way. You know why they did what they did against my family or my children, my husband, whatever. That's how we should pray, because his word already says that, you know, he is the vindicator. He said, vengeance is mine. So we don't have to pray retribution prayers to him about somebody else. He's already going to take care of it. And so we have to remember that we don't have to feel like we got to tell God how to handle somebody that has hurt us, because he's already going to do that. And again, we may never see his retribution or his vengeance against someone. We may never see it, but know that because his word, it's going to happen. And so when we have to also remember that if you're doing good things and nobody seems to notice, God always sees. He sees every little thing. He knows when people mistreat you. He knows when life isn't fair and when you're not receiving your just reward for the things you do. So don't get so caught up in those things, because remember, God sees, and he is the rewarder of obedience, and he sees your heart and he knows. So let him be the one that rewards you, and let him be the one that congratulates you in front of everybody else. Let him do that, because it is better coming from him anyway. So to live by faith in this area means that we don't have to get upset at one another because, you know, we aren't giving each other what we want or deserve. We can trust God to deal with the situation for us. And we can. We can trust him to deal with the situation. We don't have to make it work for, you know, us. He's already in control. If he said he's going to take care of it, he is going to take care of it. He promises, you know, he's a God of justice. Remember that. He will deal with evil, and he will reward the good. So don't get caught up in all the evil that is taking place. Don't get caught up in looking at people's lives that you know don't serve the Lord, but you see that they are reaping all these things. And when we look at people and we think about success, we look at people from what they have. We look at people from a material point of view. So if the person has a nice car, a nice house, they dress nice, say, oh, they have everything, they're successful, you know, I'm out here, I'm serving God, I pay my tithes, and I can barely pay my rent. But guess what? You don't know what that person is going through outside of where you see them on TV, social media, or whatever. You don't know what they're going through. You don't even know how they acquired the stuff that they have. So just be careful when you look at people's situations and you look at the things that they have. because you don't know where it originated from. You don't know what they did to get it. You don't know what they're doing to keep it. So, again, if you are in a financial situation, give it to God and live by faith. Pray, you know, pray about it. Again, ask. And listen, y'all, don't get discouraged either when you ask and you don't see it come to pass right away. We have to understand that God knows what's best for us. And so if we're praying about something and we're asking about something and it's not happening at that moment, it could be because God has something better for us that we don't know anything about yet. So we also have to have patience in waiting on God. And yes, for some people, having patience is one thing that they don't have. Some people just don't have the patience to wait, and so they try to work it out on their own, and now they just messed it up. They messed up what God had already planned, what God had already wanted to release to them. They messed it up because they couldn't wait. Remember that God knows our whole life. He knows the ending from the beginning. He knows our whole life, and so he already knows what it is that he has in store for you. And you just have to believe that it's good. You have to believe that it's from God. You have to believe that everything that he wants us to have, he shall supply all of our needs, all of our needs. And so, you know, again, living by faith, walking by faith, however you want to say it. This is the time where we have to, y'all. You know, this is the things that we're going through. We have to have faith, or we will die in a situation. And I'm not saying physically, but for some people it could be physically, but spiritually we will die in a situation without faith. And so we have to take comfort in God's promises. We have to take comfort in knowing that he is going to do what he said he would do. And just leave it at that. Take your eyes off of, you know, the things that you see, because sometimes we pay attention to the things that we see that we lose focus, and we begin to sulk and get this disappointed and discouraged because, again, we may have been waiting 20 years for something and it still hasn't come to fruition. You know, it still has not, you haven't seen it yet. Again, we have to just say, okay, Lord, it's a reason why it hasn't happened yet. And sometimes the reason why it hasn't happened yet is because of us, because we're in the way, or because we didn't do something that he told us to do. And so, again, if we just stop and have a conversation with him and wait to hear his response, it will fill you and give you hope and give you joy to know that he hasn't forgotten about you. And sometimes our lives are moving so fast, we're not still. Or we're not still long enough in his presence. And so we have to learn how to make that intentional time to be in God's face. That intentional time means, you know, if you're married, you tell your spouse, hey, I'm unavailable for, you know, however long I'm unavailable. Please don't bother me. Turn your phone off, put it on do not disturb. We may have to tell our children, look, I'm not available between these hours, only call me if it's an emergency, because if not, our days go by so fast that it could be a month before we realize, oh my goodness, I have not been in God's face. You know, I haven't taken the time to sit and be still. And after months of doing that, you can feel the emptiness of not doing that. And so God has an amazing future planned for you, planned for us, a future filled with peace and good things, and he simply wants you to release your faith and believe it. And that is what I said about, you know, when I say I trust God, but then my actions don't match what I say. So I say I trust God, but then when it comes down to the point where I have to make a decision, I made it on my own. I didn't wait to listen for the response from God, because it was getting down to the last moment and I needed to make a decision right away. And because the deadline was coming, I kind of just shut God out of it and I made my own decision. No, I can't do that. I can no longer do that. No matter what the deadline is, how close it's coming, I have to wait and hear from God. And I think sometimes I don't want to hear what his answer is. So sometimes it's like, oh, God, you're taking too long. I didn't hear you. Okay, this is what I want. And that's why it's so important that we fast and it becomes a lifestyle, because our flesh will take over. Our flesh will start speaking and it'll make the decision for us, and it's not the right decision. And so I'm at a point in my life where I want what God has for me. I don't want to leave anything on the table. I don't want to keep moving forward, you know, making decisions, messing up what God had already planned. I don't want to keep moving ahead of God, and messing stuff up, and then later going back like, God, yeah, I know I messed up, but can you please help me? You know, if I would have just did it right in the beginning, I wouldn't have to backtrack and go and ask God, you know, to forgive me and to help fix what I messed up. And so we have to begin to declare his word over our lives and over our situation. Like Jeremiah 29:11, God has a great future for my life and I can't wait to see it. Psalm 84:11, God blesses me with favor and honor and he blesses my life with good things. Philippians 4:7, I am filled with God's supernatural peace in every situation. And so God's word has the power to change you if you allow it, if you take the time to declare it over your life. It can change us. It will change us. Excuse me. Amen. So you're listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is your host, Tamika Garnes. If anyone has anything that they want to share or say or whatever, please press 1 on your keypad so that I can unmute your line, please. Anybody, whatever, if God is nudging you right now to speak or say something, please don't hold back. Please press 1. We never know what God wants to say that may actually help someone else or encourage someone else to do something. But, you know, encouragement is something that we all need. We all need encouragement from one another. Amen. Hold on 1 second. All right. Your good morning. Your last 4 digits are 1816.
Good morning. This is Prophetess Kim.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, you know, this faith thing is really so important for all of us. And a couple of scriptures that came in my mind, one is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we know that that's easier said than done. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I was reminded of back in the beginning, because the enemy, if he doesn't pull out any new tricks. In the beginning with Adam and Eve, he went to Eve and he presented something to her. And he said, "Has God said dot, dot, dot?" And that's what he does with us to shake our faith. Eve knew what God said. She heard the word, but she allowed what the enemy presented to take her focus off of the word of God. And that's the same thing he tries with us to shake our faith. We know what God has promised us. We know what the word of God says, but the enemy presents distractions. He presents lies to take us off focus, to take us away from the word of God and cause us to believe a lie, or he presents the lie in hopes that we believe it, rather than the word of God, because he's a glory robber. He's always trying to take the glory for himself. He's always trying to make himself bigger than God. But we have to constantly remind ourselves of God's word, what God says, and we stand on it. Like Isaiah said, we keep our face set like a flint. We are not focused on what's before us, because when we pray, when we ask God for things, things will probably get worse before they get better in the natural, because that's an indication that God is moving, because the enemy starts to present more and more lies and more crazy chaos things going on, and that's the time to focus even the more. That's the time to pray even harder and stand on the word. And sometimes you just have to say the word out loud, even when you don't feel it, even when you don't see it, even when you kind of feel in some kind of way, like the Bible says, "I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief." Because we all have moments where our faith is shaken. So that's just normal. But how do we get back on track when our faith is shaken? We get in the word of God. We get in his presence. We may have to spend extra time in prayer. For me, I know when I start feeling some kind of way, I'll turn down my plate. And I say, okay, you know what? I'm feeling emotional now, or I'm feeling like it's distracting. Let me go on a fast, because that fast will crucify this flesh and get me back in touch spiritually with God, so that I can regroup and refocus myself to move forward. Because we have to know ourselves, and we have to know the devil and what he tries. But God's word is God's word, and there is nothing and no one who can overpower or come against God's word. And so it's important for us to, as we move by faith, going back to my original scripture, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there are a lot of times I'll take myself to one scripture that says, who is it that can command a thing when the Lord have not sanctioned it and it come to pass? This tells me the power of God, the power of God's word. I don't care what the devil is saying. I don't care who's whispering lies, because he'll whisper lies in your ear. Like one of the preachers said the other week, the devil will preach a sermon to you. He'll have you convinced that, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But who is it that can say a thing if God has not commanded it? So that means everything going on in our lives, God knows about it, or God God allowed it. So the enemy can't do anything to us without God's permission. So that lets us know whatever is going on, God knows our situation better than us. He sees it, and the enemy had to get permission to even do it, which tells me that God has it in control, and God has the final say, and his final say over my life and over your life is yea and amen to the glory of God. And like you said, it's 5,000 and however many promises in the Bible, and I believe that every last one of those promises is for me, because God wrote the Bible for me, because I'm a believer, because I'm his child. So when we take on that premise that, hey, this word was written for me, these are the promises of God, this is the last will and testament, this is a legal document in the spirit that tells me my rights as a believer. And in the natural, you can't defy the law. You cannot go against the law. So we have to keep that in mind as we pray, to pray the word, because God's word stands against everything else, because the enemy comes to accuse. He comes to petition God to take what belongs to us. But when we enforce the law, which is the word of God, we are going to be victorious, because God's word stands. God's word is life, and he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We just got to stay focused. It took Abraham and Sarah until old age to have a baby, but nevertheless, the promise came to pass. So whatever we're going through, let us find a story in the Bible that relates to what we're dealing with and stand on those words. If it's healing, find the healing scriptures. If it's a warfare, look at David. David is an example of somebody who went through many, many battles, but David never lost a battle. Why? Because David was a worshiper, and David was quick to repent when he did wrong. So this faith thing is so key, like you said, Minister, in this hour, because God is doing things for his people in this hour, but we have to stand in faith. We have to know that we know that we know that God is on the throne and God is still moving on our behalf, no matter what it looks like in the natural. And I'll just share this and give it back to you. When God told me in November, or whenever it was, he told me to stop working my side job, and I shared it, and I'm like, Lord, I have no idea how I'm going to make it. I have no idea what I'm going to do for money, but according to your word, I'm going to obey and move by faith. And now it's June. I'm still not working, but I can tell you to the glory of God that none of my bills are behind. Nothing is lacking. I am still living the same lifestyle that I was living without that income. It's now, it doesn't feel good. It's not comfortable. It's truly faith, but that's why God said it may not feel good, but it's working together for my good. And I said, you know what, God, even though it doesn't feel good, I thank you that you have my best interest at heart, and you love me so much that you told me to stop this, because the truth is, even though I wasn't even aware of how tiring it was on my body, you see, God has a bigger picture for us, and we don't always see or understand, but if we just obey and walk by faith, I still don't know how God is, you know, going to do what he's going to do, because I know there's greater coming, but I'm walking by faith, and the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I have to testify today to the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, because the enemy is still defeated in every one of our lives. So I thank and praise him that this is a faith walk. It's just a faith journey, and it doesn't mean it's easy. It is very challenging at times, but we have to just stay in the word, stand on God's word, and I'll just say the word out loud sometimes. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, and I just keep reminding God of what he said, because it fortifies my spirit. But I'm going to turn it back over to you, Tabika. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much for sharing. Again, you shared, and I'm sure, well, I am encouraged, and I'm sure others are encouraged as well by what you just shared. So that's the importance of sharing and encouraging people, and I thank you all, because, you know, you all chime in, you say stuff, you encourage. So I thank you all for doing that. Thank you, Prophetess Kim.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Hold on. The next one, your last four digits are 9021. Good morning. Miss Joyce in New York, are you there? Hello? Okay. Miss Joyce, are you there? Okay, I'm not sure what was going on, but I can't hear her. Okay, hold on. Good morning.
Good morning, beloved. How are you?
I am well. How are you, beloved?
I am blessed and highly favored. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
And thoroughly enjoying the show. Thoroughly enjoying it. And loved hearing what Prophetess Kim had to say. Both of you have been a blessing to me. I'm telling you, you've been a blessing to me. I so agree with something that you were saying about, you know, walking in faith and asking God about decisions, and sometimes we don't want to hear what it is that God might be saying, that you know, that he might say. And during this time that I've been on sabbatical, I've been asking God a lot of questions, And some of them I got answers to, some of them I did not get answers to yet. And I was laughing when you said about the deadline. You know, like, I'm like, God, you know, like, you got to tell me something now, okay? You got to tell me something now. Because if you don't, you know, I'm ready to take over and answer to myself. And I'm like, God, I don't want to do it. Just like you said, baby, I don't want to do it. I don't want to start something, not do it, and then got to go back and beg God to please forgive me. You know, I'm sorry. Could we work this thing out? And then there was an answer that I got to something, and it was not the answer that I was looking for. And then I wanted to bargain with him. You know, God, come on. Now, you know how that's going to hurt somebody's feelings, Lord God. You know how this is going to happen. God, I don't want to do that to them. You know, and it's not about what I want to do. During this time that I have been on this hiatus, one of the things that I am learning is that a lot of our questions are not being answered because we are not aligned with God. We're out of alignment. You know how when you have a car that is out of alignment, you, as long as you're holding tight to that steering wheel, you might be able to keep it going straight. But the second you take your hands off that steering wheel, it veers off to the left or either to the right because it's out of alignment. And I have learned in these 2 weeks or so, I have learned that there have been some things that I'm out of alignment with. As Prophetess Kim was mentioning about the distractions that are put in our place, and to know that they could only be there because God has allowed it, okay? He's allowed it. And there are lessons in it for us to learn, all right? It'll even go back to the search me, Lord, break me, Lord, you know, send me, Lord, disturb me, Lord. You know, you think you got this part taken care of, but then the distraction comes into your life, and then you veering off to the left. You're getting out of alignment with God. You know, and before you know it, you know it's something when you take your hand off that steering wheel and it veers to the left, you know you're out of alignment. But woe be unto you if you take your hand off the steering wheel and the thing goes around in a complete circle. Okay, you way out of alignment. Okay, you are just so far off, you know, that it's unreal. And God has called me to realign myself. To realign myself, you know, no matter whether I like the answers that he's given me or not, I have to be realigned. And to do that, you've got to walk in faith. You have got to walk in so much faith. And as, again, that Prophetess Kim pointed out, you know, the reading of the word, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, you know, by the reading of the word, by the word of God, I'm telling you. Spending so much time in the Word, getting realigned, going through some ouch moments. God, I don't like the way this feels. God, I don't like what you're saying. I don't like what it is you're telling me to do, but not my will. Thine will be done. Thine will be done. And I just want to encourage all of you that are on this line. I want to encourage you. Listen to Abba, Father. Listen to him because he knows what's best. And some of the things he has allowed in your life is to show you what you either got to get straight in your life or get out of your life, whether it be people, whether it be jobs, whether it be where you're living, what your ministry is, whatever the case may be. Abba knows what is best. He knows what is best, and way beyond to us when we think we know what's best for us. Way beyond to us, because then we have not submitted unto him. And God is calling us to a place of total, true submission. Total, true submission. We can't fake this stuff, y'all. We can't fake it. Time is running out. And there's going to be a change in the church structure. There's going to be a change. God is going to put his church back the way he wants it. And some of us are not going to like it because it's not what we used to. But to God be the glory, we must trust in him. And I'm through. I just wanted to say good morning to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good to hear your voice. I told our listeners in the beginning, you know, that you were on sabbatical, you know, last week as well. And I said, you know, I can't wait to hear what God has done. If you could share, you know, or just see you and to see the glow that I'm sure is upon you from being in his presence. Yeah, like, and just hearing your voice this morning, because I haven't heard your voice in like what, 2 weeks, something like that.
2 weeks.
So it's like, yeah. So and you know, I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that. But listen, what God is about to do. Hey, I hope it don't become one of them things where, you know, I can't talk to you for 2 weeks, but if God says that's what it is, then that's what it is. That's something I got to get used to. You know, God help me. But, you know, the fact that you said about us being out of alignment, you know, when you said that, I was like, ooh, that's a sermon. that's something that, yeah, that's something that you need to preach on. But, you know, and even when you mentioned about whatever God told you and you was like, you know, ouch, or I don't want to say that, that's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Do you know how many times God has, and I'm sure it's others on here that can attest to this, that God has told you to say something to a person, something, and because you knew it was going to hurt that person's feelings, you didn't say it. I didn't say it, and God is looking at you like you're so moved by the person or how they're going to feel that you put your their feelings above God's. And whatever this thing was that God told you to say or told you to do, it probably was for the person's good, but we didn't see it at that time, but it probably was going to help the person or whatever. And it's like, why didn't I say it? Why didn't I do it? Like, it's so many times where we're so afraid to hurt somebody's feelings, and it's not really intentionally hurting somebody's feelings, but sometimes somebody's feelings have to be hurt for them to grow. And we don't want to do it because we don't want that person to feel differently about us. So
there you
don't
go, right there, about us. There you go. See, that's right there. We don't want to hurt their feelings, but the bottom line is we don't want them to feel different about us. And that comes on the part of the thing of being people pleasers. We don't want the confrontation. We don't want someone being mad at us. So we end up not saying what's necessary to say. And the enemy has us even, let's leave the enemy alone for a minute. We have this tendency to say, I don't want to hurt their feelings, you know. And the bottom line is you don't want them to stop liking you.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, even when we are doing good things for people, we do things for people, we say, you know, that this is my gift, I'm going to do good things, you know, to this person, I'm going to do good things to that person. And that's wonderful that you're doing good things for these people, but it still will come down to the bottom line is it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good that I'm doing this. Yes, there are benefits from what I'm doing, but I get a good feeling out of it. No, I don't want to tell them because it'll hurt their feelings, but I don't want them to dislike me. We'd be surprised at how many decisions we're making and how many things we're doing that the bottom line comes to us.
You know, it comes mm-hmm. back to us. If we could
right.
take us out of it, what would we be doing then? What would we be doing then? You know, so this is so awesome. It is just so awesome. I pray that each one of us take time out, you know, do the fasting, do the praying, do the reading of the word. Ask God the difficult questions. Ask God that you're afraid of what the answers would be. I know for a long time there were questions I wouldn't ask, because I did not mm-hmm. want to know the answer, because something inside of me told me that he's not going to give me the answer I want, and I did not mm-hmm. want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it. But thanks to God, Whew. Being in the will of God is the most precious place to be. It is the most precious place to be. It is the most peaceful place to be. When you're out of alignment, you will feel it. You will feel mm-hmm. it. You won't have peace. You won't have joy in your life. Your body will begin to respond to so many of the negative things that are going on around you. You won't have strength, and that comes from not having the joy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I'm no, you mm-hmm. know, I'm not strong anymore. You know, decisions are made haphazardly, and the list just mm-hmm. goes on and on and on. But thank God for his grace. Hallelujah. Thank God yes. that his hands are on us and he won't let us go. Thank God that he loves us enough, you know, to stand there, hold us together enough to get where we can do like the prodigal son and come back. You know, Dad,
right.
please. I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I am
yes.
so wrong, Dad. You know, so to God be the glory. Darling, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up all of you. But I love you.
Oh,
you are such a blessing.
I love you too.
To me. I love you.
Amen.
I love you. Yes.
I love you too.
You.
Thank you for taking a moment out to even share today. Again, can't wait to see you. Can't wait to mm-hmm. I really don't want you to come back and jump right back into but you know, whatever God says,
mm-hmm.
that's what he says. But I know that you're being
mm-hmm.
refreshed, you're being reignited, you're being restored, you're being refreshed.
Yeah.
And so that's all that we at New Vision want for you. So we just praise God for even, you know, it's been 2 weeks, but I know that he's done something great within these 2 weeks, because I even hear it in your voice.
Amen.
So to God, yes, amen. So to God be the glory. And everyone have an awesome rest of your weekend. And we will meet you back here next Saturday. Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, everybody. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God in his awesome and infinite wisdom will turn around and bless you one more time, because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you therefore in the name of Jesus that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.